Hate the players and the game. What's been super interesting is that I am effectively an entrepreneur inside a big monolithic company. And a lot of times it's like you get the sort of air cover of a big corporation with a lot of the startup challenges and benefits, really. And one of those things is like, I wear a lot of hats. I wear sales, I wear project management, I wear developer, I wear all these hats. And in entrepreneurial mode, you just never say no. You're just in acquisition mode. You're trying to get as many customers as possible, never say no, all these things. I came across a project where, and we're starting to make a name for ourselves. We're starting to make a name for ourselves in that we are saving customers. Customers that are upset and want to leave, we come in and people are like, hey, please help us. And then we do, and then the customer's happy again. And so we're making a name for ourselves that we turn customer sentiment around. And we had a very large customer come to us. And naturally, again, in startup mode, just like, yes, 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 of course, yes, yes. And then meanwhile, I'm totally destroying my entire life behind the scenes to make that happen. Small little detail there. This was the first time where last night I actually said no. I looked at the project and I said, you know what? I don't think they're a good fit. I don't think this customer is a good fit. It does not have the qualities we want in a customer. And it's a fun luxury to have. It's a fun luxury to say no. And fun is maybe not even the right word. It's liberating. I still don't even know, but it's healthy, I think, is maybe the right word. It's healthy to be able to say no. You can start to have boundaries, and this is the beginning of me starting to have boundaries and the team, or me having boundaries on behalf of the team. And what's hilarious about this is, like, I'm like, you know what, we're gonna do this, and I said I would do it. We said we would, you know, kind of make an effort on this. We will. But looking into this project further, customer sentiment, customer expectations and stuff, I don't think what we're building is going to land. And further, I don't think, again, I build websites for a living. I don't think the information, the way it's organized, is good. And the performance of your website is not good. And for us to be able to support you, that would require more effort and more time than what we have. We need customers that kind of already have most of this stuff figured out. We can't babysit. We're just not at the point where we can babysit customers and to this degree. And we also don't want to be associated with bad decisions. And there's been a lot of bad decisions on this project. And they came to us because they had a whole bunch of bad decisions. I mean, obviously that's kind of part of the gig. If everything was rosy, they wouldn't have come to us. But it is healthy. It's a sign of health to be able to say, you know what? No. And with that, I'll let you go.